Good evening. I'm Dave Scavuzzo. For those of you whom I haven't met, welcome to our today service. Most of you who have been around little children, you know that they ask lots of questions. They just want to know. My granddaughter wants to know why PVC piping is white and why my hair turned gray. And she asks the most blunt and rude questions sometimes. And we were always like that until a time when the truth hurt us. And then we decided, I don't know if I want to know the truth anymore. Aristotle said that the image of God was imprinted on a person by asking why, and that when we lean in and keep asking why, we get really close to the image of God. So my belief system tells me that when we embrace the truth in any form, we're embracing Jesus. And when we run from the truth, because we don't want to know anymore, we're running from Christ. Welcome to a place to seek the truth, to ask questions, to find in silence the whisper of God's love for you. We welcome you to this quiet service of prayer and worship. May God be with you. And when you hear the truth, may you lean into it and thank him, for he has a name.
Bless the Lord, my soul. And bless God's holy name. Let us sing to our wonderful Lord.
The passage for tonight comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Be at peace in silence as you listen for the Holy One. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Is never darkness in your sight. The deepest night is clear as the daylight. Our darkness is never darkness in your sight. The deepest night is clear as the day. Is never darkness in your sight. The deepest night is clear as the daylight. Our darkness is never darkness in your sight. The deepest night is clear as the day. Thank you.
During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler to be anointed for healing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Fill our hearts.
with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Confite me.
Heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This past weekend, I got home from having the opportunity to travel with the youth on their mission trip to Mauriceville, Texas. And on the plane ride there, I was struggling with the understanding of the need that was still down there. I actually texted Pastor Matt with wanting answers of what I was supposed to be expecting and what I was supposed to be doing down there, because I had absolutely no idea. I was kind of just thrown into the plane and told to go with it. But when I got there, I was just beyond my eyes. It was crazy, the damage that even 10 months later, these people were still struggling with. And throughout my time there, I couldn't help but stop thinking about one passage from the Bible that really just sticks to me. And it's a parable from Matthew, specifically Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, and it reads, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now, I took that literally, because these houses that went through the storms of Harvey were literally fallen into shambles. These people were told to evacuate their homes at last minute, just watching the rain fall. They were called to leave and had no idea what they were going to be returning to, and when they did return, they returned to what the worst they probably could have expected. Now, when we got there, their houses were more just stick and bones. They were the beams of the house, the floors and the walls. Most of their belongings that did survive the sitting of 4 feet rain were in boxes in their garages. Now, all these people we worked with were living with relatives in a different county and had been displaced from their homes for 10 months now. But the news coverage had stopped as soon as the rain did. And that's exactly where I stood. I had no idea what these people were going through because we weren't told. These people were still fighting the storms, even though the storm, the literal storm, had passed. So as it said in Matthew 7, these people lost their literal foundation, but the hope and the faith that I had seen through them was beyond disbelief. One of the ladies we talked to, her name was Suzanne, and I had the privilege to work with her for, I think, 2 days. And she said that the community that she experienced after Harvey had come through was the strongest that she had ever experienced. You could just see the faith coming out of her, the hope. She was walking in her house, working alongside of us. It was actually her mother's house. But she was working in it, helping to paint the walls and just help to build it back up. And while their literal foundation had been swept away by the storms, it was only temporary. But the permanent foundation that they had built on Jesus Christ was forever, was eternal, as we saw in the passage that I have read for today. While they're still 10 months later being affected by the damages of Harvey, and their outer selves are being pushed day by day, and they are tired. I mean, who wouldn't be? You're working on these houses that you had built up for years and years just to be washed away by storms, and now you're 10 months later and still fighting the storm. You're still fighting that battle. But because they had laid that foundation on Jesus Christ, she was able to get up every single day to go back to work and to start building that foundation of her home, to spread the faith of Jesus Christ that she had. And because of that, she did not lose heart. But she was being renewed day by day through the Holy Spirit. A lot of us build our lives on things that are transient, that are bound to fail, outside things that are not Jesus Christ. And while they may bring us this momentary joy, they are not bound to be eternal, but they are bound to fail. When we build our lives on Jesus Christ, we build our foundation on a foundation that is eternal. And no matter what, through what storms, whether that be a hurricane that sweeps out a whole county, and you're years down the line still building your houses back up, still building that county back up, having your foundation on Jesus Christ is eternal through that. Gives you the strength to go through that momentary affliction, gives you that strength to rise up each day, renews you day by day, so you do not lose heart. Amen.
If I could add a corporate prayer. If together we could pray a prayer of thanks for the gift of our summer intern, Alex Dutton, who you've just met. If you would do that, maybe you could respond, "Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord." A prayer for Pastor Christopher, who has loved and faithfully served, who now transitions and will begin a brand new appointment this Sunday. We lift Connie and Christopher and Anthony to Christ for his wisdom and strength. Hear our prayer, O Lord. We pray a prayer for Reverend Hannah Tucker, who is coming to Strongsville and will be introduced this Sunday, for her and her move, and for all of the hopes and the gifts that she brings now to our church. We lift Hannah to Christ. Hear our prayer. Thank you for joining me. Actually, two more I meant to do. Two more. There's empty candles. For people who would wander out on a beautiful summer evening because they're hungry to know and eager to find the love and grace of Christ, we give thanks for those people. Hear our prayer. And finally, we pray for those who don't sometimes think they want to know and search in other places, for people who are far away from God and far from his people. We lift them with tenderness and with hope that one day someone here will invite, or they'll wander in themselves to a church or some other place and find Christ to be real and alive. Hear our prayer. In a moment, we'll share communion, a symbol of the broken body and the spilled blood of Christ for us, for people just like us. If you're new to our church or new to any church, the communion table here is always open to all people who seek to know and love and receive Christ. So if you come not sure, but you're just anxious to welcome Christ into your heart, you would just simply come as a beggar, not grabbing at grace, but receiving it like a free gift. The bread will be handed to you with the words, "The body of Christ broken." You could respond, "Thanks be to God," "Amen," in silence, anything that feels right to you. And then a cup will be offered, and you'll take the bread and dip a part of the bread into the cup and receive it in that way. But all will be welcome here. Please pray with me. O God, we do not presume to come to this table trusting in our own righteousness, but cleaving now to you. In this moment, we will utterly trust, receive, and declare our love for you. So let it be now that we shall be crucified in Christ, and it will be no longer we who live, but Christ now who will live in us. As we leave this place in a few moments, we will leave with a new life, a new hope, and a new beginning. Because of you, God, because of your unconditional love that would become human and give your life away as a ransom for us, we offer now in a moment of quiet some confessional thing that we can leave behind us, some past sin, some present brokenness. We give it now to you, God. We offer this in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed and gave himself for us, he took bread and he tore it apart. He said, This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, after supper, he took a cup. And after he had given thanks, he offered it to those whom he loved and said, This is the cup of a brand new relationship, that of the remission or the taking away of all your sins. As you take this cup, be clean, be free, and realize Christ's love for you. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these elements of bread and wine. Let them be now the body and blood of Christ, that we would be the body of Christ, redeemed by your blood. and that we could now be the body of Christ in ministry to all the world. Come, God, now, and fill your people with your Spirit, through your Holy Spirit, in your holy church. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Alex, come on up and give me a hand here. There's some gluten-free wafers just to my right in a cup. If you have that need, if you would stop right there, I'll be happy to serve you. And now we welcome any person who wishes to come and partake of a symbol of God's great love and forgiveness for us in Christ.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his Son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when all who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Praise be given. Blessed.
peace of Christ go with you, which passes all understanding. May it guard your hearts and your mind. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.